The Oracle is back!
Here it's topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's a beautiful Friday morning, and like the common saying goes, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Hello, good morning, and welcome to the last episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Today is our regular question and answer day. We will be answering some of the questions we have and also review the last four trading days of the Nigerian capital markets. But before we do that, let's look at the market update yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Thursday closed on a positive note as the all-share index appreciated by 0.11% to close at 39,490.06 points from the previous close of 39,448.46 points. Investors gained 22 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.11% to close at 20.575 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.553 trillion naira. An aggregate of 570 million units of shares were traded in 3,764 deals, valued at 2.28 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 8 equities appreciated in their share prices against 24 equities that declined in their share prices. Honeywell Floor led other gainers with 10% growth, closing at 1 naira 87 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 70 kobo. Women Bank and Flour Mills, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 3.95% and 3.10% respectively. SFS Real Estate Investment Trust led other price decliners as it shed 9.99% of the share price, closing at 61 naira 75 kobo from the previous close of 68 naira 6 kobo. Triple G and Regency Assurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.28% and 8.51% respectively. Honeywell Flowers traded about 384 million units of its shares in 145 deals, valued at 654.16 million naira. Vitafoam traded 21.37 million units of its shares in 139 deals, valued at 331.21 million naira. FCMB traded about 13.60 million units of its shares in 41 deals, valued at 42.71 million naira. I'll go on a short break. When I come back, Mr. Aaron Akebira will be doing justice to some of the questions. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back shortly.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Like I said before the break, I have with me on the program this morning Mr. Aaron Akebira. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Some of our listeners had sent in some questions this morning, and the first one is this. Please, has Echo Bank and Cadbury paid their dividend?
Well, it might depend on which year she's talking about. But if she's talking about dividend as at the year end of 31st December 2020, I have not seen the dividend for Echo Bank, but I believe that that will pay a dividend of 80 kobo. I think the registrar has actually made the payment at around June. Maybe June 17th of this year. So Cadbury has paid dividend, but I have not seen that of Ecobank.
All right, sir. This is the second question. Please, is there any news on Flour Mill?
Yeah, I think the news on Flour Mill was that they released a dividend of 1.5 kobo per 50 kobo shares, and they claimed that that's their first letter to the exchange that it was being paid from our near profits, and it will not be subject to withholding tax. But they have corrected it anyway. They are still paying the 1.5 kobo per 50 kobo share, but they are now saying that they speak from their reserves and their accumulated profits, but it is subject to withholding tax. So they declared 1.5 kobo as a dividend.
All right, sir. This is a third question. Has WAPCO Lafarge Africa paid dividend this year, and how much was their dividend per share?
I think everybody was expecting a very turnout of dividend payment from WAPCO Lafarge, they actually got out of the woods, and a number of people believe that their growth in any per share will lead to maybe growth in dividend payout. But at the end of the day, they declared $1 dividend. It was $1 dividend that they declared. I think that is why the price is still where it is. If they had paid more than that, I believe that we have seen that price over and above 25 naira.
All right, sir. This is another question. Is Lighthouse back to Nigerian Stock Exchange? Can they now trade? I'm asking because I have some stocks with them, which I cannot trade in for years.
Yeah, from the last time I checked, Lighthouse is active. It's an active house as far as on the website of Nigerian Stock Exchange is concerned. But I wouldn't know whether they have other issues to settle with the Nigeria Stock Exchange. You know, maybe they are falling short of their minimum operating standard, or they are falling short of their minimum capital, and they could be suspended. But I'm not sure. But on the website of Nigeria Stock Exchange, Lighthouse is active, so which means they are trading.
All right, sir. This is another question. What surprises will I be expecting from stocks shares bought since 2008? Ashaka Cement, that's WAPCO, Ecobank shares, Cadbury shares. What increase am I expecting in number of shares and dividend for each of them? Please, I need ideas.
One of the things I want you to know, the man that asked this question, is that you took position in Ashaka Cement, Ecobank and Cadbury in 2008. It might depend on what were the number of units that you took position in. What surprises that you'd be expecting is share reconstruction, maybe bonuses and the accrued dividend. But what you should know is that Ashaka Cement was taken over by WAPCO, and now depend on what was the rate of consideration for WAPCO share from those people that are holding Ashaka Cement. And that is really surprising that you should be expecting. So what increase am I expecting the number of shares and dividend for you? Like I said, it's still depending on the number of holdings that you have and whether you have collected any dividend in between 2008 and now. So that is exactly what you should be expecting. You should be in better position to understand that.
Dangote Sugar to spend $1 billion on expansion. The company is set to start sourcing for raw materials locally by 2024. Are we likely to see another Okomu and Presco in future? That's another question from one of our listeners.
You see, one of the things I think they want to do is what we call backward integration. And they are into sugar production. Probably they want to have a sugar plantation, maybe locally. And that will actually go to solve a lot of problems. And it will solve exchange problems like the person said, is it going to likely be another Okomu and Presco? If that is the case, I believe so. Because why are we looking at Presco and Okomu? Because they have this backward integration. They are into production of oil. That's palm oil, crude palm oil. Because we have a palm oil plantation, that is why we discover that there is quality of result that they are turning out every year is that good. And if Dangote Sugar is able to do that, I believe that they can actually be another for more press screen decision.
All right, sir. Please, are we not expecting any interim dividend from any COI this year? Maybe because of COVID-19?
We have seen quite a number of interim dividends. We've seen that of NTN. There are a number of returning dividends in the market. What we are expecting now is the one from the banking sector. We are expecting from Access, we are expecting from GTCO, we are expecting from Zenith. And UBA, the only thing that we know that we need to send the auditor report to CBN for approval. That is why we have not seen it. So there are currently interim dividend on the floor. NTN paid interim dividend. There's currently interim dividend in the market.
All right, so let's take the last question from our listeners this morning. Then we'll do a little review of the market. What are the trending stocks recommended for purchase in the remaining months of 2021? That's the last question.
What I don't really understand is, what do you mean by trending stock? I believe on this program we have done so much on the radio here. We have done so much in the television. We have done so much. Even at StocksNG.com, we have done so much. But at two, we analyze and they were graded by any Pasha, by P ratio. That is what we should look. That's what we guide you to what a trending stock will likely be. For the fact that a stock went up today, does not mean that it's going to go for the remaining part of the year. But when a stock is consistent in results, like we saw in Transcorp, like we saw in Presco, like we saw in Okomu, doing more than their second quarter any per share was higher than all the any per shares they have for the year 2020. So it tells you that that is going to be trending. So visit StocksNG.com and you see this information there and app on them and be to guide you.
All right, thank you so much for that. So looking at the four trading days of the week so far, from Monday to Thursday, the market closed bearish only on Monday. How do you see the market closing this week?
You know, we always mention it here. Monday, traditionally, Mondays and Fridays are actually not bullish, except there is a fundamental information either from outside the market or within the market. So if you see Monday closing bullish and the Friday closing of bullish, is an added deal for that week. So I wasn't surprised. What really happened on Monday was a drop in the price of Dangote cement from 248 to 240. And we saw on Tuesday, the telecom companies like MTN and Airtel, especially MTN and Airtel on Tuesday, are raising the markets. On Wednesday, Airtel to help in the raise in the market. I wouldn't be surprised if this today at the close of trading today that we actually will see at the market closing. But it now depends on what magnitude. Peradventure that the market closed bearish today, it now depends on to which magnitude that the market is closed. But even if it closes marginally, I see the market is returning positive. But I am not actually expecting the market to close low today. I believe that the market is going to close on a positive note.
All right. Your last one, your number, sir.
Like I said before, it now depends on the magnitudes that the markets will close today. Even if it close on bearish, but I'm still seeing the market closing on the positive notes. My number is 0802-3009379.
Thank you so much, sir, for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That's how much question and answer we can take within the limit of the time available for us this morning. Thank you all for staying tuned since the beginning of the week. To join our non-stop discussion on Telegram, call or send SMS to 0703-134-1703. All the vital informations you need on the Nigerian capital market, the Nigerian economy, and a lot more are available on our websites, StocksNG.com. You do not want to miss seeing the Oracle himself, Mr. Bayomi Babalorija, live on LTV8 at 10 p.m. Set a reminder on your phone so as not to miss this exclusive program. Until I come your way again next week, same time, same station, I may yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Do have a great weekend.